Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hi, I'm Maria Manhattan, and I hope you'll join me in the Hudson Cafe here at WGXC on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, 11 a.m. till noon. We're playing an eclectic mix of music from the American Songbook, old standards sung by young artists, as well as the jazz greats, plus an occasional sprinkling of the unexpected. Leave your worries at the door and come on into the Hudson Cafe. I've got your table waiting. Thank you.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Fahima Ahmed. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're outside today.
Yeah.
It's so nice out. It's a beautiful day in Hudson. Yeah. I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are. Maybe you're in Hudson, maybe you're in Greene County, Columbia County, maybe you're farther away.
Yeah. Yeah, it
is. We're in the Radio Everywhere pledge drive here at WGXC. So we're reaching out to people everywhere to try to get your support to help us reach our goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air.
So call 518-697-7400. Or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your the money you want to give us.
Mm-hmm. Every little bit counts. So we hope you'll call in and show your support for our wonderful WGXC community radio.
Yes.
We'd like to stay on the air. Yes. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
So we could talk about books every week. Because that's what we do on Bound by Books.
Yeah. Books are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite book? Like a lifetime favorite book?
Not really, but I like any kind of books. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're interesting.
As long as it's interesting.
Yeah.
That's fair. I tend to like interesting books, too.
Yeah.
But I guess sometimes there's books that I find interesting that someone else might find boring.
Yeah, true.
You never know. But yeah, so we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. We're usually here with our friend Amelia. She's away today, so we hope she's having a wonderful time out where she is. And over the year, we've had other youth co-hosts. We hope someday Mashuda will come back, Fahim's sister, and our former co-host. We'd love to have her back on here, and we've had many, many other youth co-hosts over the years. We've been on since the start of WGXC, talking about books every week.
Yeah.
I wonder how many books we've talked about.
Probably now we're on like our billions.
Billions.
Probably.
It's a lot of zeros. But yeah, so we like to talk about books on the radio, and we think it's pretty great that WGXC allows us the opportunity to do so. To talk about books, to have young voices on the radio.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Have you had a favorite show?
Like on a radio?
Mm-hmm. Like a favorite one of our shows? Or a favorite show you've heard?
Just, I like Bound by Books.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I like Bound by Books. And I like when we have special guests on. So if anyone listening out there ever wants to be a special guest on our show and come talk about books, we'd love to have you.
Yes.
Come visit us. If anyone's out there right now and has time in the next 20 or so minutes and wants to come talk about books and tell us their favorite, you're welcome to come by. Or you could call in and pledge your support to WGXC. And while you're at it, you could tell the nice folks answering the phone what your favorite book is, and then we could thank you and share that on the radio if you would like.
Yeah. And the number is 518-697-7400, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Mm-hmm. And if you're working in Hudson today, or living in Hudson today, or both of those things, hopefully, if you're working, and you want to get a little break and enjoy this nice, beautiful day, you can come on down to the corner of 4th and Warren, the little park outside the church, and we have a nice little jar of change, and you can add to it. There's a big one in there. Is that like a dollar coin? I'm scared if I reach my hand in, it'll get stuck. Do you think? Fahim will have to rescue me. But yeah, so please, please, please call and pledge your support. 518-697-7400. Or online at wgxc.org/donate. You can also, when you're on the website, you can listen live on the website. So if you don't have a radio handy and you feel like listening to the radio, you can listen live through the internet.
Yeah.
There's also a handy app you can get for if you have an iPhone to listen to WGXC on there. I don't know how you would listen to WGXC on a motorcycle. Do motorcycles have radios? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've only ridden on the back of one, never in the driver's seat, and never with music. But yeah. Oh, on the website, there's also a wonderful audio archive where you can listen to all sorts of shows. So if you're listening to WGXC for the first time and want to find out more about what's on the radio, you can check out the show schedule online, and then you could look up archives of some of the shows to get a taste of what's on the radio. But so many different things. Music shows, talk shows, shows that are about health, art, books.
Comedy.
I think there's a beer show. Yeah, some comedy. There's some funny moments. I've laughed out loud listening to WGXC before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes listening to you and Amelia. Y'all are funny. Sometimes. But anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about books, but we hope you'll call in and pledge your support. 518-697-7400 or online
at wgxc.org/donate.
Yay. So, Fahim, what have you been reading recently?
I have started reading The Raven Boys by Maggie Stiefvater. It's a very interesting book. It's like a girl. Like, she's like a little, like, her family's like a psychopath. Not like a psychopath, but like they can...
A psychic?
Yeah, psychic, yeah. That's
different than a psychopath.
Yeah. So they're like psychic. They can like see the future, past, present. Like they can like... They have special powers. They're like... Not like normal human beings. And then she finds like... So like from the day she was born, like her like family has been like telling her that like when she grows up, when she loves someone, the lover is gonna die when she like kisses him or something.
Yeah, when she kisses her one true love.
Yeah, and then like she's very mad. Even like now she's like 15 or 14, like yeah, and then she goes to the school, and then she meets like the rich boys, like the Raven Boys.
Well, private school boys.
Yeah,
they're not all rich though, right? I think there's like one that's they're on scholarship. I think I read it a while ago. But anyways, they go to a fancy school.
Yeah,
and they're known as they've got a reputation for being sort of stuck up and stuck up rich boys.
Yeah,
but yeah. And I think, if I'm remembering correctly, her power basically is that she makes other people's power stronger. She's like a battery, like, booster.
Yeah.
So they often bring her with them when they're doing their work because then their powers are stronger when she's around.
Yeah.
But then there's one night where they go to this graveyard and they're greeting sort of the spirits of people who are going to pass in the coming year.
Yeah.
Like, pass on. And they try to sort of ease the spirit into that future. And usually she goes there and she's just there and she doesn't see the spirits. Just her family does.
Yeah.
So it's a bit boring for her. But this year she actually sees one of them.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual. And then she sees him in person at, like, a pizza shop, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Next day, and it's one of the Raven Boys.
Yeah.
And so... They've decided, the idea is that she either saw him because he's her one true love, or because she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
And maybe with that premonition about her, you know, finding her one true love and kissing him and then him dying, like, perhaps it's both.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, an interesting, complicated start to their relationship.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not your favorite? Not your least favorite?
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll like it more as it gets into it. More into the... Because they sort of start this quest together at some point. I don't know. I liked it a lot. It's the start of a series, too.
Which
can be fun. I haven't read the other books yet, though, because I just read that one this past year.
Oh,
But that's one of the Battle of the Books books.
Yes.
Which is our fun annual trivia contest that we participate in. I say we, but it's not me. I just help out and cheer you on. And this is Fahim's first year getting to compete, because last year he was one school year too young.
Yeah.
But he was really good at guessing.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't even read the books, and we would do practice sessions where I'd ask questions and the participants would guess them, and Fahim got really good at them.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how you do this year. But it should be fun. And our friend Amelia is doing that as well.
Yes.
She's busy reading. She's on book 2 now. Exciting. But yeah. fun. Well, before I talk about a book, I have to decide what book I want to talk about. I want to remind everyone listening that it's the pledge drive. We're doing all we can to get folks to help us reach our goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air, keep great community radio available here in Columbia and Greene counties, and to everyone listening from afar. And we can only do that with your support, dear listeners.
So call 518-697-7400 or 7400, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. Yes.
Ooh. I can't remember what books I've read recently that I haven't talked about. Because I read so many picture books. And then I read some books for adults. One book that I read that I guess is sort of middle grade or young adult is a book called, I think it's Being Jazz. There's also I Am Jazz. Yes, Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen by Jazz Jennings. And it's a memoir written by Jazz Jennings about her experience being born in a body that's labeled male and always identifying as a girl, and about the experience of sort of becoming, or not becoming, but becoming accepted as the girl who she is. And so it, you know, talks about her family and how supportive they were and what it was like going to school and with her friends. And then also she was in the public eye a bit. She was on a TV program and, you know, made appearances. So also talks about that.
Mm.
And it was really nice. I had read a picture book version of her story before. That was nice as well. But it was fun hearing this really in her own voice. And I listened to an audiobook recording of it that was read by her. So that was cool. Oh. It was part of this free summer audio program called Sync, which if you happen to use the library's downloadable audio program Overdrive, you can sync through that same program. And it's basically this program where during the summer months, every week there's 2 books that are available for free download. And you can download them. You don't have to read them that week, but you know, once you download them, they're in your system until you delete them. And so I got that one through that program. It was very nice. I love audiobooks. Do you ever listen to audiobooks?
Not really. I like reading, I like listening to my own voice. Because that helps
in your
me.
Head?
Yeah.
Or out loud?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm not sure. I really like audiobooks. I listen to them a lot. I do like reading as well, but I like to be able to listen to audio while I'm doing sort of mundane tasks, like weeding or cleaning, and also driving, although driving isn't really a mundane task, because you got to pay attention, but I'm able to somehow make it work. It's very fun. But yes, so that's a suggested title. It was also cool reading that because it's from a youth perspective, and I had read a different memoir this past year by Sarah McBride, who was the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade this year, called Tomorrow Will Be Different. And Sarah's experience was sort of coming out as trans in her senior year of college. So she had a very different experience than Jazz, who grew up identifying as female and being accepted by her family and welcomed as her family from a young age, and transitioning at a young age. So yeah, it was fun reading those two this year and having two stories told from their perspective to compare. But yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any books on your to-read list for this summer, aside from the Battle of the Books books?
I think, I don't know, like, any graphic novel books that is about, like, superheroes and action and stuff. Adventures. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cool. I have a lot of teen books to read because I help review books for the Battle of the Books. So we get suggestions from all different librarians, and then we read them over the summer as a committee, and then come up with a suggestion list. So I've done this the past three summers, or past two, and then this one. And it's sort of fun having a summer of reading all these books geared towards young adults. But I'm reading some adult fiction and nonfiction, too.
Oh.
I try to keep it balanced. And I read a lot of graphic novels and picture books. But I don't know if I have a to-read list aside from my sort of summer reading, assigned reading.
Oh.
But I'm looking forward to it. I love a good summer read. I'm also curious. I'm visiting with my niece and nephew in the coming weeks. And I want to read a book with them, if they'll allow me to. But I want a book that's good for 7-year-olds and 4-year-olds. And I've been trying to figure out if there's one in particular that I want to read that they'll both like. But they're so different. But sometimes I'm reading to my nephew, who's older, and then my niece will just come and listen. So, we'll see. Perhaps I'll report back on what I've been reading. Mm-hmm. That's a loud truck.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun being outside. Thanks, Alana. But yeah, we're going to hand it off to the afternoon show soon, but we hope that everyone listening remembers it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. Our goal for the Pledge Drive is $25,000. Help us reach that goal by pledging your support for WGXC, Hands-On Community Radio.
And you should, if you want to donate, you should call 518-697-7400. Or you could go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Mm-hmm. Every little bit counts.
Yes.
We're trying to raise $250 each through the pledge drive. So I think we're close to our goal, but we still got a way to go. And we definitely want to help WGXC reach their goal.
Yes.
So please do call in. Show your support. It's very important to us that WGXC stays on the air, so we can continue sharing and radio making and radio listening. It's nice having a community radio station. I did not have one growing up, and I wish I had. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're going to... Oh, we got a couple more minutes. So I'm going to ask you a question of my choosing, so that our listeners can get to know you a little better. And then you can ask me a question.
Oh.
So I want to know what you like to do in your free time besides reading.
I like to take care of my little brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty fun.
What do you do with them?
So I sometimes like give them books, and sometimes I like read them to them, the books. And then like, they have toys, so I just play toys with them, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
How old are they?
My little brother is 1.5 year old,
mm-hmm.
and my little sister is 4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's getting so tall the last time I saw her.
No.
Cool.
What do you like to do in your free time? Besides reading and... Yeah, besides reading.
Besides reading, okay.
Or audio reading.
No, okay. No reading or audio reading. I like to cook. I like to watch TV or movies. I like to hang out with friends, and I like playing board games, although I don't do it often enough. I like traveling. I sometimes like gardening. Depends on the day and the weather. Yeah, I think those are the main things. I like coming on the radio.
Yeah.
I'll ask you one more question. Let's see. What was one of the most fun things you did in the past year?
Like the summer count? Like, you know,
last summer? Sure.
Yeah. Coming to radio, saying, talking about books. That's awesome. Yeah. That's pretty cool, yeah.
Cool.
Going to an amusement park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite ride?
Not really, but all of them are pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Well, I haven't been to an amusement park in a long time. Someday. Although I can't really do roller coasters anymore.
Oh, why?
I don't know. It always makes me feel funny. Oh. The last time I went on a roller coaster was at Coney Island. I went on the Cyclone. And I wasn't scared, but I wanted to scream because it's fun to scream on a roller coaster. And I just could not get the sound out. So I was just like, what's happening? I can't get any sound to come out of my body. Something is wrong. But yeah, but that sounds fun. Do you think you'll get to an amusement park this summer?
I'm not sure, but maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to hand it off now to the afternoon show. Who's pulling right up? Hi. Yay. It's fun being outside.
Yeah.
You can do radio everywhere, right? Even outside.
Yeah.
It's the radio everywhere. Pledge drive, so.
Maybe in the future, floating, like, up in the sky, maybe.
A floating radio show. I like it. I would do it. Even if it's a little scary. We could record in the tree.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Tree Fort Radio. That'd be fun. But first, we have to make sure WGXC stays on the radio airwaves long enough so that we can develop our floating radio show. So please call in and pledge your support. Help keep WGXC on the air.
So call 518-697-7400 or you could go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Mm-hmm. And when you're on the website, check out all there is to see on the website.
Yeah.
You can click the donate button and make a donation. You can click the listen button and listen live. You can also, from the listen tab, I believe you can also listen to recordings happening around town. So if people are recording at community events or meetings, you can hear those. There's the audio archive where you can listen to past shows. There's a news feed, the radio schedule, so you can see what's coming up this week on the radio. There's a calendar, local calendar of events. So if you have an event coming up that you want to post, you can post it on there. And you can also see what's going on. There's a news feed. It's a really great website. But the most important button is hitting the donate button.
Yes.
So that we can help keep WGXC.